you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, Lenexa police thought they were here to check.
Justin Ray currently facing...
Police found a body.
I'm not going to stop talking because I have rights too.
The case grabbed international headlines. A woman's dismembered body found in leaking plastic tubs at a Lenexa storage facility. The same unit where police say her husband, toddler, and newborn slept for several nights. Justin Ray doesn't deny dismembering his wife, Jessica.
So I have a media here that is nationwide, and it basically an O.J. Simpson case for something that's not proven nor even it happened.
From the beginning, investigators say Justin Ray told two stories about his wife's death. That Jessica took her life moments after delivering their baby, or that she died during childbirth. Prosecutors say no matter what happened inside the hotel room, Jessica didn't make it out alive, and she didn't make it out in one piece. The accusations shocked the Kansas City community, but Ray argues everything he did was to protect his family.
I have my children out there that their mother just killed herself, and you guys kidnapped my children, our children, from their father at that time.
Ray's insistent that his rights were violated during his arrest and also during his time in jail.
I'm not going to stop talking because I have rights too.
And he hasn't stopped talking. His words just haven't been as public lately. Instead of a camera and microphone, he turned to a pencil and paper, writing to me, Fox 4's Kathy Quinn, from his jail cell. This is Fox 4 Crime Files, the Justin Ray letters. The first letter arrived during the second week of June, delivered in a white envelope with the return address of the Johnson County Adult Detention Center in Olathe. I found it in my mailbox at work, specifically addressed to me. The letter came from Justin Ray, and it wouldn't be the last one I would receive. By the time he'd written and I'd received the first handwritten letter from him, Justin Ray had already spent more than 8 months in a Johnson County jail cell. He'd missed Thanksgiving and his newborn's first Christmas. In the letter he wrote,
"Dear to whom this may concern, and everyone who would like to know my side, the truth, and or help me get out the truth, true story, etc. This is Justin Todd Ray, the man who dismembered his wife's dead body after she passed away after giving childbirth on Missouri soil, in Missouri, at a hotel suite. I am 100% sane, of sound mind, and have full awareness of my motives and actions on all matters, and need to tell my story, and my side of the story, the truth, out loud to the nation, on document. Slanderous lies from Lenexa PD and Johnson County, Kansas authorities is not the truth, and they have done many illegal and unconstitutional acts to me and my children, and I need the chance to reveal the truth."
Hello?
I first spoke to Ray over the telephone, and during that call, I asked him why he contacted me about what he calls the truth. His response? He said he thought I was a compassionate person who could help him with his problems. He wanted to meet face-to-face, well, as face-to-face as you can get, at the detention center. The letter wasn't the only thing inside that first envelope that he mailed to me. It also contained a cover sheet, and it reads,
"Dear Kathy Quinn, this is Justin Todd Ray. I need you, please come and visit me ASAP. Please and thanks."
Ray then provides information about visitation times and the fact that times differ depending on which cell he's assigned to. More than once in the letter, he writes please and thanks. Then he adds,
"A man is only as good as his word, and my word is bond. Honesty is one of the best policies, and I am not in any way mentally. I don't smoke, drink, or do drugs, nor any medications."
Eventually, we did agree to a visit in jail. The day that I went, Justin Ray sat on the other side of a monitor, dressed in an orange jail-issued uniform. My first impression of him was that he was very, very anxious. He held the phone close to his body, almost huddled around it. He started speaking as soon as we sat down. Now, the words came out nonstop. It was almost like he memorized a timeline that he needed to get across without any interruption whatsoever. It's as if he had something that he needed to get out of his head. As we talked, he constantly glanced to make sure that no one else was listening. At least that's what it seemed like to me, even though he was the only one in the room. So basically, after our 60 minutes of talking at the jail, he seemed very, very anxious. He seemed like he wanted no one else to be listening to us. And what he wanted to get across was the truth. Justin Ray wrote and sent more than one letter to me, all handwritten. In his second letter, in our next episode, he talks about the charges against him. He also talks about why he didn't abandon his wife's corpse. Not one piece of her. To listen to other episodes of Fox 4 Crime Files, the Justin Ray letters, search for them on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as fox4kc.com. I'm Kathy Quinn.